Democrat judge blocks arrest of Texas fleabaggers who fled state to protest election integrity laws. By Catherine Hamilton on August 9, 2021. A Democrat judge out of Travis County, Texas, sided Sunday with Democrat lawmakers, pejoratively called fleabaggers, who fled the state in protest of new election integrity laws. State District Judge Brad Arusha granted a temporary restraining order blocking the arrest of House Democrats who have broken quorum by leaving the state, paving the way for those who remain outside of Texas to return home without threat of arrest, KWTX reported. More than 50 House Democrats fled the Lone Star State to Washington, D.C., in early July to block the passage of an elections bill they said would restrict voting access. Those same lawmakers were photographed smiling and maskless on a plane and were later seen with a Case Miller Lite, prompting critics to note that alcohol sales require photo ID, something that, when applied to voting, Democrats routinely describe as suppressive and racist. Unless Arusha extends the order, it will expire in 14 days. According to the station, the court will hear arguments on a temporary injunction on August 20, where Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., and House Speaker Dade Phelan, R. Beaumont, must show why a temporary injunction should not be filed against them. Abbott previously said the Democrats would be arrested upon their return to Texas and made to participate in their duties as public servants. However, the lawmakers have continued to hold out, even as Abbott orders special session after special session. As soon as they come back in the state of Texas, they will be arrested, they will be cabined inside the Texas Capitol until they get their job done, Abbott stated at the time. Everybody who has a job must show up to do that job, just like your viewers on watching right now. State representatives have that same responsibility. Phelan even signed a civil arrest warrant in late July for State Representative Philip Cortez, D. San Antonio, for his failure to return to the House of Representatives, the Texas Tribune reported. Texas Senator Ted Cruz noted that having lawmakers who are not doing their jobs arrested is well within Abbott's and Phelan's rights, according to state law. Rule 5, Section 8 of the House rulebook states that absentees for whom no sufficient excuse is made may, by order of a majority of those present, be sent for and arrested, wherever they may be found, by the sergeant-at-arms or an officer appointed by the sergeant-at-arms for that purpose, and their attendance shall be secured and retained, Breitbart News previously reported. This is the second time this year Democrats of the Texas state legislature have fled the state to deny Republicans a quorum to pass voting integrity legislation, which would have placed additional restrictions on voting by mail, created new ID requirements, and expanded freedoms for partisan poll watchers. Since the lawmakers fled Texas, at least six of them, several of whom were already vaccinated, tested positive Chinese coronavirus. The Democrats claim that they are defending democracy. But they are, in fact, subverting it, as Democrats have done for nearly two decades, setting the disruptive precedent that rioters infamously followed at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, Breitbart News reported. This case is Representative Gina Hinojosa, Representative Alma A. Allen, Representative Michelle Beckley, Representative Jasmine Crockett, Representative Joe Deschatel, Representative Barbara Gervin Hawkins, Representative Vicky Goodwin, Representative Celia Israel, Representative Ray Lopez, Representative Armando Martinez, Representative Trey Martinez Fisher, Representative Vinamine Yarez, Representative Christina Morales, Representative Marianne Perez, Rep. Ana Maria Ramos, Representative Richard Raymond, Representative Ron Reynolds, Representative Eddie Rodriguez, Representative Ramon Romero Jr. v. Greg Abbott, Matthew McDade Phelan, and the state of Texas. Number 21-003760 in the 261st Judicial District Court of Travis County, Texas.